Let's go out with something really hot for these folks. A big hit out of 77.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars.
Oh, my goodness. Depending on what day you meet Bill Murray, apparently it's either the worst day of your life or the best day of your life, depending on his mood. So, Bill Murray's awesome. Sometimes.
I saw something about him trending, and I was like, I honestly didn't even see what happened, so I'm not sure.
No, I mean, nothing. Look.
He was a grouchy old man. He was a grouchy old man to somebody.
But sometimes he's a really fun old man and, like, crazy and stuff. But at the same time, you know, like, I was watching a Cubs baseball game, like, during a playoffs run or something like that, and he just wandered into the post-game show, like, wandering around on set during the live thing, and nobody stopped him because he's Bill Murray, and he's in Chicago. You can literally do anything if you're Bill Murray and you're in Chicago. So depending on where you – I mean, you were talking about having someone come up to you and recognize you for the first time.
Yeah.
Imagine that times.
Yeah, I was going to say nonstop. Yeah, I can't.
And so when I say, you know, it's either the best day of your life or the worst day of your life, it depends on how much you put stock in Bill Murray and how much you cling on to how that person is. Because sometimes,
or how you approach him as well, I can imagine.
Yeah, I have good days, I have bad days. Sometimes I'm a jerk, sometimes I'm not. I'm a human being, and so are you. So, you know, public interactions. I told you, like, I was in Woodman's. I realized, oh yeah, sometimes I walk around in my pajamas. Maybe I shouldn't do that. But again, I'm not obsessed with my outside persona and stuff like that. And I don't think Bill Murray is either. And I think that's really how it comes across. But
yeah, well, speaking of people that wandered where maybe they shouldn't be anymore, let's take this to the next story, Brian, because I want to give it a nice 1 year. We missed it on Monday because of all these other headlines, but we missed the 1 year anniversary of Fred Prehn overstaying his welcome.
Congratulations,
Fred
Prehn. It's been
Prehn.
A year of you not doing what you're supposed to.
Yep, squatted officially on the Natural Resources Board for more than a year now. But this next story, Brian, then dives into appointments here in the state of Wisconsin, because Fred Prehn's not the only appointment position that gets Sandra Nass, is the Evers appointee to replace Fred Prehn on the Natural Resources Board. And we've got a number of former Governor Walker appointees that are overstaying their welcome as well. And they also exist not only on the Natural Resources Board, but on the UW Board of Regents.
I just want to remind everybody that Governor Evers is running for re-election. He's been governor for nearly 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And there are still Walker appointees that he has not been able to replace with his nominations because of Republican obstruction. And if you don't think they have the time because they're so busy, they, again, have closed their session for the year.
Devin LeMahieu is choosing to not confirm any of these positions. It is a political act for the state Senate to refuse to even have a public hearing on their confirmations.
Well, why should he be different than Mitch McConnell? Huh? Why?
I was going to say,
can be partisan bastards that are just not even... This isn't even the will of the people.
It's not. They don't give a damn about that, Brian. They do not give one damn about that. They don't. But this is the headline over at the State Journal. Governor Tony Evers appoints three to the UW System Board of Regents, widening majority. But, like I said, that majority isn't confirmed yet, Brian. So Governor Tony Evers on Wednesday appointed three new members to the UW System Board of Regents, further strengthening the Democratic governor's majority of appointees to the 18-member board that passes policies and rules for the University of Wisconsin System campuses. Diving down a little further in the piece, though. The appointees fill the seats of three former appointees whose term expired earlier this month. Those regents include Michael Grebe, the chief legal counsel for Aurora Healthcare, Andrew Peterson, senior vice president of corporate affairs for TDS Telecom, and Corey Saffold, the director of school safety and security for the Verona Area School District. Goes through all of the appointments, past what they've done on the board in this piece. Some of Evers' appointees for two other state boards, the Natural Resources Board and the Technical College System Board, have been unable to serve because Walker appointees refused to vacate their seats despite their terms expiring last May. The Walker appointees have said state law allows them to serve until the Senate confirms their successor. But that won't happen on the UW Board of Regents. Oh, this is actually a little bit of a twist because somebody shared this to me telling me that they weren't going to be confirmed. Peterson confirmed he plans to step down from the board to allow his successor to serve. Oh, what is that, Brian?
What?
Actual continuity of government, that is.
Wow. Peaceful transition of power.
9 years is an, quote, 9 years is an awfully long time to work and volunteer, he said on Wednesday, a phone call. It's been an honor. So Peterson and Grebe said in an email, his term ended May 1, and he wished the incoming regents well in leading the system forward. So now Evers has 11 appointees on the board, while another 5 were appointed by Walker. So that is where we're at with that one. We actually had people step down, Brian, rather than taking the Fred Prenn route here in the state of Wisconsin and overstaying his welcome on the Natural Resources Board. We had UW Board of Regents that had their term come to an end on May 1st, step down from the positions.
Wait, what? Really?
Wow.
Wow, it's almost like, you know,
people... It's like the system worked.
But it's also like people in academia have respect for, you know, propriety and things like that and, you know, government and the way things work and how things, you know, maybe administered. I don't know. It just maybe seems like the way things should be run, the way things should be done.
That it does absolutely seem like that because, Brian, I'm glad. I'm glad that this is the outcome is the way that it should be, because this is what functioning government looks like. Not overstaying your welcome, not squatting and making a political point of it, allowing the individual that was elected, duly elected by the citizens of Wisconsin, to be the governor, to appoint these positions, and stepping down when your term is over. So,
well,
good news
happy
there.
Anniversary, Fred Prenn.
Yeah, Fred Prenn. Just a reminder that you are, in fact,
an
squatting.
Obstinate P.O. things. He's a person. He's a person. You know, he's a human being, and he has probably a family that some probably cares that he's alive. I don't know. I'm trying to find things that might.
But he doesn't want to spend more time with them because he's going to overstay his welcome on the natural.
You take your time. Board. Just go away. Fade away nicely, quietly. Go away. It'll be great.
Stop overstaying your welcome, folks. You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Really excited about tomorrow's show as well. We're going to have
Revenge of
guests.
The Fifth.
Yes, Revenge of the Fifth. No, not only that, but we're going to be joined by Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area. There's some news today. There was a conference by the State Department of Transportation along with the City of Milwaukee and the County of Milwaukee that they're going to be re-examining the freeway project near American Family Field. I almost called it Miller Park, but
yeah,
former Miller
same
Park.
Name. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. But there's going to be a study now reevaluating that freeway project in the coming months. And Dan's going to join us because he's got a really interesting proposal.
He's been on it, and
he's been championing it. And there's been a lot of local officials in Milwaukee that are championing it as well because of the work that Dan's doing over at the Recombobulation Area. So if you want to hear more about that, be sure to tune in tomorrow at 2 p.m. Up next, we got the Devil's Advocates. We got Crudy and Dom for the happy hour and the 5 o'clock hour. Otherwise, if you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast. Talk to you tomorrow, folks.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rebellions are built on hope.